Tēnā koutou te whānau Auckland Unitarians. Tēnā koutou ngā manuhiri. Nau mai, haere mai. Haere mai ki tēnei whare karakia o te atua. Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Ko Rachel McIntosh, tōku ingoa. Ko te kai kōrero o te rānei a hau. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa. Welcome to whānau and manuhiri of Auckland Unitarians, who worship with us out of respect for the worth and dignity of every person and the individual spiritual path we each walk. Welcome to those who worship with us here in the building, and welcome to whānau who worship with us from elsewhere, including those watching later. My name is Rachel McIntosh, and I will be leading the service this morning. You have come, welcome from Calgary, on the first Sunday of a new year for this congregation. Unitarian Universalists traditionally begin the new year with a water communion. In this land, the water communion falls in Pride Month, and where you may contemplate the rainbow as one of the wondrous creations of water. Water is a powerful symbol that we will explore throughout the next hour, but at the heart of this morning will be the blending of waters that are important to us. They may have come from our tap, a puddle, the ocean of Takapuna Beach, or a stream far away. It's not very important where the water comes from. What's important here is why it is important to you. As we each pour our contribution into the bowl and share what it means to us, we will symbolically honour our coming back together to continue our journey in the year ahead. We are in a committed, intentional journey that seeks transformation. Transformation of ourselves, transformation of our community, and transformation of the world, that we and they may reflect our core values. We take this journey not out of some selfish motive or self-righteous arrogance. We do it in humility for the next generation. We do it with our heart in a holy place. New job, Paul. You're usually a tech. This can be quite technical, mind you. Each of us comes to this sacred space today to dip into the well that nourishes our hungry spirits. Each of us comes with our own cup of goodness to pour into the well. The chalice is a vessel, a bowl, a cup. We drink together. With the light we place in this vessel, we also place our common hopes, our shared dreams, our mutual commitment to a world made whole. May we be strengthened in our bonds of love and peace. And now I invite you, if you wish, to say the words of the covenant. Love is the doctrine of this church. The quest for truth is the sacrament, and service is its prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge and freedom, to serve humankind in fellowship, to the end that all souls shall grow in harmony. Thus do we covenant with each other and with our God. The reading this morning is the poem Stebbins Gulch by Unitarian poet Mary Oliver. By the randomness of the way the rocks tumbled ages ago, the water pours, it pours, it pours, ever along the slant of downgrade, dashing its silver thumbs against the rocks, or pausing to carve a sudden curled space where the flashing fish splash or drowse while the kingfisher overhead rattles and stares. And so it continues for miles, this bolt of light, its only industry to descend. Excuse me. Its only industry to descend and to be beautiful while it does so. As for purpose, there is none. It is simply one of those gorgeous things that was made to do what it does perfectly and to last as almost nothing does. Almost forever. And so to our water communion. For some of you this will be new, but this is a tradition. So why do we repeat this ritual every year? It isn't just to brag about our travels. When we share our water in the common bowl, it reminds us that while we are separate people, we are also part of an interdependent community. You probably know about the water cycle. We are in the middle of the cycle. When we drink about 2 litres of water every day and then sweat or urinate or die, we put water back into the water cycle. So water is constantly on the move. Even if you didn't study chemistry, you might well know that water is a molecule made up of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. This molecule being tiny, if you had 18 grams of water, or a little more than half an ounce, would be about 6 times 10 to the 23rd molecules. This would be 602 sextillion molecules. If you're a 10-year-old child, weighing 30 kilograms, you would contain 20 litres of water, or 20,000 grams, or 602 septillion molecules. That child returns 10% of 2 litres to the water cycle every day. Because water is constantly cycling around, and because every human being has such large numbers of molecules of water cycling through them, there's a very good chance that each one of us has at least a few molecules of water that were formerly in the bodies of Socrates, Sappho, Jesus, Muhammad, or the Buddha, and any number of great and wise people who lived in the past, as well as some of history's villains. Thus, when we say that we are all interconnected, that statement is quite literally true. We are all interconnected through the water cycle, not only with each other, but with all living beings, past and present. Jesus, Billie Holiday, Te Puia, Buddha, your grandmother, my grandmother, our first minister, William Jelly, all might literally be connected to you through water. I now invite you each to bring your water, and if you didn't bring it, please feel free to use the virtual and also real water in the copper pitcher that can stand in for the water you're connected to. For those at home, when it's your turn, if you have water, pour it, and we will also pour water for you here. So everybody is invited to take part in this, and so if the people on screen, you'd like to raise your hands and I'll call on you by number in between, I think it'll come up in order, I hope it does, in between the members of the congregation. Maybe somebody who's done this before would like to start. Guided by love, secured by hope, and made courageous by faith, we gather together at a moment of beginning, both learning and teaching, welcoming the injured and the healing, ever justice seeking. We bless this congregation with our love, with pilgrims and seekers, growing children and cherished seniors, guided by pillars and by leaders. We bless this congregation with our hope, praying and resolving, trusting and involving, some settled, some evolving. We bless this congregation with our faith. Let us receive our ingathering as a gift. May it inspire renewed commitment to our great covenant of love, hope, and faith. May our eyes be opened to opportunities for broad ministry within, throughout, and beyond. And may the blessings we come to know through that vision be a blessing to the world. Amen. So these are the words for extinguishing the chalice, which Paul is going to do. I am but a drop of water. Alone I would disappear, dried up by the scorching sun or sucked up by the dry, thirsty earth. But together we can wear out stones, carve out the Grand Canyon, make streams and rivers, and find our way to the sea. Closing words are by Cale Rice. It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea. Today you brought water, poured it into a common bowl. Though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came and shared in the sacred community. May you depart the sacred space, hearts filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start. Go forth, but return to this community where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found in this place a home. All rivers run to the sea.